From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. We interrupt the morning report for the opening market. We have Aaron Curtis on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Last trading week in February here this week, and a pretty quiet trade here so far, seeing grains a little lower. Beans trying the upside after being lower most of the night, but news continues to be somewhat limited. Weather in South America continues to generally favor the better side of conditions, at least in the last 10 days or so. Argentina continues to get some rain, some talk maybe of too much rain, which is interesting to see after they've been through their dry period. But harvest progress in Brazil continues to progress, as well as second corn planting. So continue to see some weakness tied to that in the corn market. Other than that, it continues to be pretty quiet, continuing to see just a lack of producer interest overall. They've, of course, sold a large share of corn and soybeans on the old crop already, so that continues to wind down a little bit. Watching spreads here this week as First Notice Day for March contracts is on Friday. So as we prepare for the delivery cycle to start on Friday, let's see what spreads do here. And they continue to be on the weak side, which is reflecting kind of the nearby weaker basis that we've seen, especially along the river system. Otherwise, the USDA Ag Outlook Forum will be here later this week, Thursday and Friday, so we'll see if we get any information out of that. But most of the balance sheet information has already been released, so wouldn't expect any big announcements there. Continuing to watch President Trump and any tariff talk. No real update on that as it pertains to the grain markets over the weekend, but obviously that can change pretty quickly, so we'll keep an eye out for that. As for prices here this morning, we've got March corn at 487 and three quarters, down 3.5. May at 502 and a quarter, down 2.75. December corn 473 and a quarter, down 1.75. March soybeans 1039, that's down 1/2. May at 1057 and a quarter, unchanged. November soybeans at 1060 and a quarter, that's up 0.5 cent. March soybean meal 295.40, that's up 60. March bean oil 46.15, down 66. March Chicago wheat 581 and three quarters, down 8.25. March Kansas City wheat at $6.50, down 8.75. March Minneapolis wheat at 622 and a quarter, that's down 9.5. Livestock markets here are mixed. We've got April cattle at 194.30, that's up 35. March feeders at 269.02, up 107. April hogs 87.75, up 7. May hogs 91.87, down 7. Crude oil flat. The dollar is higher. Equities are mixed as well. So pretty quiet in the outside markets. Export inspections will be out here later this morning. Otherwise, pretty quiet in terms of demand news here this week. Pretty standard, I guess I would say, in terms of a normal release period here this week. Otherwise, chart-wise, we continue to see the March beans trade between the major moving averages. Did see the March corn dip below the 20-day moving average here this morning, so we'll keep an eye on that close. Otherwise, pretty quiet in terms of news. Like I said, last trading week in February, we'll set our final crop insurance prices for the spring average here at the end of the week, and we'll see where that turns out. Otherwise, looks pretty quiet here to start the week so far, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.